Well, this morning we have a guest in studio with us, Kate Olson, who's the Cass County Extension Director and also the coordinator for the Cass County Master Gardener Program. We're going to talk a little bit about the Master Gardeners Program today. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, good. Gardening in the middle of January. Boy, we are a little off, aren't we?
It's always time to plan for your garden.
The Master Gardener Program, I was surprised to see it's been around for as long as it has.
Yes. Started in 1979 is when they graduated the first class from ISU of Master Gardeners. So, yeah, 40 years in 2019. We were excited to be part of that class. We held our class in fall of 2019, so we were part of the big 40th anniversary milestone class.
Well, that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I noticed you just graduated a class here, too, that actually looked pretty large to me.
Yeah, we've had pretty good success. We host, on average, every other year by the time we get enough interest out here in rural areas, and had five that graduated actually from the class. And then we also every year move up. So once they graduate, they still have to get in their intern service hours before they can graduate to a full Master Gardener class. So we wrapped up 2019. Our Master Gardeners do a big potluck kind of year-end wrap-up, and we graduated a class out of the class and moved another group of folks up into full-time Master Gardener status. So it's always fun to see folks hitting those milestones.
Well, and you kind of touched on this a little bit, that it's not just passing a class, that they also have to the give back part of it is a big part of the program as well. Do you give folks hints, tips, whatever, or is it just kind of up to them to give back in the way that they choose?
It's kind of a mix. So we definitely have people, so in the first year or so after they finish the class, they're supposed to donate 40 hours at a minimum back into the community. That's the value that the Master Gardeners on campus put on the class is about $500 that they say they're donating. So it's about $200 to take the Master Gardener training. If you don't plan to become a Master Gardener and donate time back to the community, it costs about $700 just for the class portion if you don't plan to donate the time back. So that's about $500 worth of value that they put on it that they're expecting people to donate their time back into the community. So as for the guidance on how they do that, it pretty much is wide open. It has to be beneficial to the community or educational in some nature. So passing along the knowledge they learned or using the skills that they learned to benefit the local community. With that being said, we do have a really active Master Gardener group here in Cass County of folks in Cass County and a lot of participants from surrounding counties that may not have an active Master Gardener group. That group gets together once a month throughout the year and plans activities. So, if you're familiar with a lot of the things that our Master Gardeners do, we do a spring plant sale every year. We do a bus trip every year. This year, we also added in a fall plant sale. We didn't do a garden seminar in 2019. For those who are curious, we are bringing it back in 2020. So in March of 2020, we will be having a garden seminar again. So with that being said, obviously, there's lots of activities happening through our Master Gardener group that interns can donate their time to, but they also find projects around the community that they're passionate about. We have a lot of our Master Gardeners involved at the outdoor classroom down by Messina. A lot of them volunteer in other parks. A lot of them volunteer for local city parks like Schilberg Recreation Area, some of the trails around Cass County or other counties. So they do, most of our interns get their hours about half and half through group activities and then finding another project in the community that they're passionate about.
Sure, you betcha. In some ways, it's kind of like getting your Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to give back. That's a big part of getting that last bit of the Eagle Scout portion when you're going through that program is the give back portion. And
yep,
that's what this does as
yep,
well. Let's dispel a myth right out of the gate.
Okay.
Master Gardeners is only for the ladies.
Oh no, nope. We have a good mix in our group. Younger, older, male, female, and I would say especially when you go to the class on campus, wide variety, age, gender, from all over the state. So yep, a little bit for everybody.
How do you recruit? Do you actually actively recruit for people, or is it word of mouth? Do the current Master Gardeners, do they get other folks excited about the program?
Yeah, current Master Gardeners definitely are encouraged to, if they know somebody, share that information with them when we have a class coming up. Like this summer, Our class actually started in September, but in, you know, June, July, August, we're sending out, you know, press releases with information, and our master gardeners go out to community events and hand out information. Like, they were at Produce in the Park, and we had information out at the fair, and master gardeners answering questions at the fair, recruiting people in. So, yeah, we try and get information out, not only printed information, but also have the master gardeners out there. We try and let our current master gardeners know as soon as we can when we're confirmed that we're going to be hosting the class, so they can kind of start spreading the word, answering questions. And then we keep an interest list. Like this year, there's a pretty good chance that we won't offer it in fall of 2020. We'll offer it fall of 2021 again. But we'll keep a list, interest list of anybody who contacts us in the interim. And we send it out. We have a list of folks who have attended our garden seminar and bus tour and other activities. So we share the information with those folks if they've shared that they want information on the class as well.
Sure. So anyone who might have any interest whatsoever at any time,
yes,
just get a hold of the extension office, and yep, you guys can provide them with information, timing, all that kind of stuff.
Yep. Yep. And we'll put them on the contact list. And when we have absolute start details, this year was a little bit different with the class. Previously, they've all been live broadcast from campus. So we had to start on a set date and we had to end on a set date. This year, they tried what's called a flipped classroom model. So we basically could hold the class anytime from August through like late November. We got to set our own dates. We got to set our own times. Campus pre-recorded the classes. The classes were actually shorter, and the attendees actually watched the lectures at home, and then when they came to class, we did hands-on activities. So it was kind of fun to do this year. I think the attendees really enjoyed that model because we got out in the community a lot more. We went and toured, you know, gardens and farms and the research farm and local public parks, and we toured all sorts of things. And when we weren't touring, we were at the office doing hands-on activities like transplanting seed starts and potting up succulent gardens and doing all sorts of hands-on learning. So we actually had a lot of our previous master gardener trainees come back, and that's another benefit of staying an active master gardener, is those folks can come back at any time and retake any of the master gardener classes. So we had a lot of our master gardeners that got their continuing education hours this year by attending one of the hands-on classes that was interesting to them. Hmm. And then that's a great way for the current trainees to meet the active master gardeners in the county as well.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you know, are there varying levels of, like, for example, there are some people who can stand in the garden and point out this, 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 and this. Mm-hmm. And then there are others who can't distinguish between a daisy and a dandelion.
Absolutely.
Does it make a difference if you have any kind of interest at all or want to maybe broaden your scope in that area?
No, that we say there's absolutely no gardening experience required. And there is, within the last several years, they've implemented a pretest and a post-test, but it's basically just to measure learning, so don't let that scare you away. Mm-hmm. All of our trainees, almost all of them get, you know, 50% or less on the pretest, and all of them passed the post-test with flying colors. The post-test is open book. It's basically more, the post-test is measuring how well they know where to find the information. We definitely don't expect our master gardener trainees to memorize everything that they learned in all 40 hours of lecture and hands-on training, including, you know, genus and species of different plants. But we want them to know how to find unbiased research-based information. So if they get questions from the public or if they're working on a project, they know where to find the most current information on a topic, whatever it might be.
Sure.
So the master gardeners really are that research link to provide updated information to the public.
Well, 40 years is a long time to keep a program like that running. Why is it important to keep something like this active locally?
I think there's multiple benefits. Number one, it is kind of almost, I see them as sort of a volunteer army that you can deploy across the county. And they're really passionate about it. It is a vibrant program. Our master gardeners are always looking for new projects to be involved in, seeking out community needs. I think, in turn, the Master Gardener program on campus does a good job of staying relevant and staying updated. About 5 years ago, they rolled out a new project on food insecurity, and our group was one of many across the state that jumped on that. SNAP Ed, basically the food stamp program, the education dollars, they decided about 5 years ago that those could also be used to teach people how to grow their own food, which is, and you know, who better to deploy across the state of Iowa to teach people to grow their own food than, you know, the 3,000 trained master gardeners we have across the state of Iowa. And so, you know, our group jumped on that and got involved in a project where they're part of a statewide effort, but they get to see that local impact. So over the last 4 to 5 years, we've done everything from starting a community garden down in Cumberland to working with the ISU Armstrong Research Farm by Lewis to deliver all of the produce that's grown there to local food pantries, to visiting food pantries and teaching folks there maybe how to prepare a fresh grown product that they're not familiar with, or handing out. Last summer, we handed out kits for folks to take home and freeze excess produce that was donated to the pantry. Because, of course, as any gardener knows, when you have tomatoes or peppers, you have tomatoes or peppers. They don't, they're not polite. They don't come at one at a time, so you can use them and move on to the next one. You have more than you know what to do with. So we sent home freezing kits with folks at pantries across the county so they could, you know, chop up, freeze, label, and use it later for tortillas or something like that.
Awesome. Very good. Lots of variety, lots of ways you can get involved, and no matter what your interests might be, you'll probably find something that you can really dive into there. And if folks want to know more about the program or about timing and all that kind of stuff and what's involved, can they find it out online as well?
Yep, absolutely. So there's usually information on our Cass County page about the Master Gardener Program, or the State of Iowa Master Gardener Program always has information about when the next classes are. They offer webinars summer and winter to keep people up to date on gardening education, and those are open to anyone. We usually host those at our office as well, so you don't have to be a master gardener to attend some of those continuing education pieces. And then we maintain a list in our office if anybody wants to know anything, whether you want to become a master gardener or just want to know when we have our spring garden seminar, give us a call and we'll get you on the list.
Excellent. Well, continued success with the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.